With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. 911 confirmed a traffic accident along Crewe Road near Tropical Gardens Monday afternoon. The crash happened around 2:30 p.m. and involved a man on a motorcycle and a car. Medical teams attended the scene and the motorcyclist received, quote, non-life-threatening injuries. KMMR Road owner Sandra Hill will stand trial this week on a bribery charge stemming from a civil dispute. The jury was impaneled on Monday and the trial is set to open at 10 a.m. on Wednesday. The National Coalition for Caymanians Government approves drafting instructions to overhaul the regulation of the fuel sector. The plan would consolidate fuel sector licensing and regulatory authority under the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, transferring licensing from the Department of Commerce and Investment to create a single accountable regulator. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says the reforms are designed to boost public safety, strengthen consumer protection, and support long-term resilience.
This is yet another long-standing unaddressed matter that our NCFC government seeks to transform as part of our vision for a stronger, fairer Cayman for our people.
The government will now move to draft the necessary legislation and regulations. Government signs off on changes to Cayman's visa rules. Here's Elizabeth Charles.
Cabinet has approved amendments to the Customs and Border Control visas entry and landing regulations with an aim at strengthening the Cayman Islands border security and improving traveler screening. The updated rules, formerly titled the Customs and Border Control Visas Entry and Landing Amendment Regulations 2026, take effect Thursday, April 2nd. In a statement Monday, Home Affairs Minister Nicholas DaCosta said the amendments are a proactive and essential step to safeguard Cayman's borders, uphold international obligations, and ensure the jurisdiction is not just used as a transit point for irregular or unlawful migration. Officials say the changes introduce new visa requirements and exemptions while keeping existing visa fees unchanged, primarily to nationals of Peru, Venezuela, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic, to balance stronger border controls with continued legitimate travel to and through the Cayman Islands. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
The Ministry of Caymanian Employment and Immigration has unveiled Caymanians in Careers, a new campaign designed to highlight Caymanians working across the Cayman Islands and to promote a range of career paths available. The first phase will spotlight the tourism sector, featuring Caymanians sharing their stories and advice. The minister responsible says the initiative is about increasing visibility and helping Caymanians see the breadth of opportunities open to them. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. A new report by the medical charity MSF says rape and sexual violence remain part of everyday life in areas of Sudan. It referred to the most unimaginable brutality, detailed in testimony by more than 3,000 victims. All of the warring parties are accused of rape and sexual assault. Ukraine's foreign minister has accused Hungary of hijacking EU policy by blocking a $100 billion loan to Ukraine. EU foreign ministers are in Kiev discussing further support to Ukraine in the face of cuts by Washington. A Russian-owned oil tanker is due to dock shortly in Cuba, ending a near-total fuel blockade of the island by Washington. The vessel is reported to be carrying more than 700,000 barrels. A human rights group in Haiti says at least 70 people are now known to have been killed during a gang attack on a central town at the weekend. Gang members burned houses and gunned down those fleeing. A UN spokesman has warned the death toll could be as high as 80. State television in Iran says US-Israeli strikes have damaged a mosque in the northwestern city of Zanjan. It said damage was done to the dome and minarets of the Grand Husseinia, a hall for Shiite gatherings and mourning ceremonies. South African drivers are bracing for an announcement of a sharp increase in the price of fuel due to the Middle East conflict. The government insists it has enough reserves, but petrol stations are expected to run dry as people rush to fill their tanks. China has banned the practice of entombing cremated remains in cheap flats. This has become common as the cost of funerals increases. Bone ash apartments are often identifiable by sealed-off windows. And Thailand is to host the first Asian edition of the Eurovision Song Contest in Bangkok in November. BBC News.